My name is Tomislav Obad. I come from a Croatian company called IGEA. Me and my colleague Marko made a presentation about challenges in integration of GIS and non-GIS applications. So in short, I'll tell who we are, what do we do usually, and how we solve those problems. So they say that there is like a Dilbert joke for every situation in IT. So this picture could describe our current work. So with like experienced IT experts that don't code too much anymore, but were promoted to something else. So IGEA is a Croatian company. This is a part. IGEA is part of IN2 Group. IN2 Group is one of the largest IT companies in Croatia. We have around 15 JS developers. They are specialized in GIS, and around 300 developers in whole IN2 group. They work in different areas. We cover wide range of public sector and private sector projects. IGEA has more than 10 years of experience in open source GIS development, mostly web development and some desktop. We are working on national level systems like cadastre systems, address registers, nature protection, and similar. Basically, we are open source oriented. At first, we were working with GeoMedia for some years, but since like 2007 or 8, we started working with open source technologies like GeoServer and some other technologies. So this image describes what do we do actually. So we, on the lower level, we have GIS supported systems. So those are business systems that use GIS like added value. So we work with cadastre, with spatial planning, nature protection, roads, and some other areas. We work on domain geoportals that are on national level but are specialized for some area, like, I don't know, nature protection and other. And we're working on a national level geoportals. We've done geoportals in Croatia and Albania and some other countries. So what challenges do we have? So the two main tasks that we deal with are development of standalone graphically driven applications. So those are basically geoportals, and we develop GIS modules that are not standalone but integrate in other non-GIS or business applications. So as I've said before, we work on national geoportals and domain specific geoportals as standalone portals are concerned. And these are some screenshots related to those geoportals. The first one is Albania, and the second one is SDI in Croatia, and the geoportal for national state geodetic administration. On the right side, we have some specialized geoportal for infrastructure, for roads and for nature protection, or for sensors and air quality. The other group of tasks are related to integrations. We work with there's a standard set of functions that we support in those integrations. So usually when some system integrates GIS data, it uses GIS maps for some of the tasks that are shown on the screen. So we usually show something on map. Let's say we have a property and user says, show me this property on map. Then we like make digitization of those business related objects, let's say location of this property, and we have like show me thematic maps based on table data. This is like a simple BI integration. And of course we need to geocode the location or find an address or similar. How do we solve these integration issues? So we have multiple approaches. Two main approaches are custom development. So in projects that are highly customized, we use like development from scratch that are simple and they have specific workflow. And for other stuff we use like in-house development platform that is open source based. So in the end the goal is to make this integration more simple, and to and that this application looks like a single application. So there isn't like you have a business application and at what point you have to jump to this GIS application. So the user interface should look as one application or integrated. When do we use custom development? So we try to make this custom development options as rare as possible, but sometimes we need it, especially with in cases when there is a legacy system that doesn't have an option to easily integrate and is perhaps developed on some older technology, like I don't know, Oracle Forms or some older technology from 90s or 2000s. When in the cases when we need a simpler functionalities and our platform is too complex and too big, and where there is some kind of specific workflow that isn't supported by our platform. So the goal is to minimize those cases and to make this our platform called Ageo more flexible, and so we can use it in complex integrations and also in simpler integrations. Ageo platform that we develop, we're working on it for I don't know a few years, perhaps 5 years. So this is on the beginning we were develop every time we had a project we develop it from scratch. So we took open layers, some JavaScript library, and few programmers made this application. And during the projects we've seen that there is some similarities, that we can make some platform, some like base for every other projects, and we've started to develop this platform. So this IGEO platform is open source based. So every technology that we use is open source. The only thing that is not open source are perhaps databases that we use. So whenever we can, we want to use PostGIS or PostSQL. But sometimes the client wants to use Oracle or SQL Server or something else. Backend is based on Java Spring, and frontend is based on Angular and OpenLayers and Cesium, and in cases when there is a need for 3D support. Of course, we have integration with the GeoServer, GeoWebCache, and GeoFence. Integration is realized through some REST API, so we can like make some layer on GeoServer through our interface, or we can like initiate cache reload, or I don't know, work with security through GeoFence. So as I've said, so we use this IGEO on one hand as a standalone framework, a standalone geoportal, so we can like deploy it and user can make their own data, create new layers, expose it through services. On the other hand, we use it for custom development. This picture shows technology that are used in the system. So on the lower level we have a meta model that is usually stored in PostGIS or can be stored also on a SQL Server or Oracle. We also use Elasticsearch. Elasticsearch is used for storage for search needs because we basically prepare all data in Elasticsearch in a simpler form so we can make a quick search of all data, including spatial filtering. With these components, we communicate through our backend that is Java-based, and this backend also communicates with GeoServer, GeoWebCache, and GeoNetwork. This is not so important right now, but also we have some integrations with GeoNetwork. On the client side, as I said, we have OpenLayers, Angular, and Cesium that communicates with every of those layers, either with IGEO backend or GeoServer and caching server. In short, IGEO has support for 2D and 3D viewing of raster and vector layers. We've integrated multi-language support through this user interface, so we can, through administration, we can create language, different language packages for all the data, all user interface labels, and also data models. So we can like make names of attributes in different languages. We have a wide range of tools for navigation, measuring, drawing, and in general support for history of data, a data history through this change set mechanism. Of course, as I've said before, we have support for advanced search and identification using Elasticsearch and drag and drop of raster and vector data, which are stored on GeoServer. So we on the fly make like a new layer, which is stored on the GeoServer, and we show it on the map. Also, we can integrate it with GeoWebCache, so we can cache it on the fly. so this is a basic user interface of the system. I will show it later if I'll have enough time. Okay, maybe I'll have. On the left side, we have a layer tree that shows all the layers. Layer tree is hierarchical, so we can have multiple levels. Those is the list of the select layers or shown on map. We have this base layer selection. On the right side, we have all the tools that are in hierarchical menus and the standard header. Regarding the administration, so this administration is based on meta model, so we can manage feature classes and their attributes, and this is integrated with GeoServer, so we use GeoServer REST API and create feature classes, add attributes, and everything, basically everything that is supported through API. We can we've made some our custom feature classes styling tool that is based on SLD specification and some custom vendor options from GeoServer. We can we have support for teams, layer trees, data import. We support security of the services through integration with Geofence. So we've made some custom meta model that is very similar to Geofence, and we store it when we persist those changes in Geofence security model. We can define which tools are available for which user or group of users, and for some on some project we need to develop support for data purchase or payment integration. So we've made the whole module that is used and can integrate with some payment service. So this is a user interface of the standard user interface of the admin module. Of course, it can be customized. It uses latest JavaScript technology. I think in this case we've used some team and Bootstrap, and it can be customized. So how do we integrate it with other systems? So we usually, depending on the system that we need to integrate it with, we have like currently we developed two options. One option is WebSocket integration, and one integration is standard JavaScript API. With, of course, since we use iframe, because we need to integrate with some legacy system that cannot integrate our client side and CSS and some other issues, so we use it currently with iframe. We have some integration methods that we use, like a standard zoom to some location or draw some object and similar, so we can manipulate with data on the map through this other user interface. So what is the future of this? So since we are using iframes, this is like a very old technology and has its own drawbacks. The thing we started to research is our web components. So web components is a mechanism that allows you to create custom web component in some of the JavaScript frameworks that you can register in any HTML that is loaded in web browser. So in your version of web browsers like Chrome, Firefox, or I don't know, Opera. So it should provide like a seamless integration. We could be able to integrate it in any HTML. Of course, we need support for this web components in the browser, which all the newer browsers have. And for this, we're researching this technology that is rather new. It's called Angular Elements, and it enables you to pack this component, this Angular component, into this standalone and independent web component. And of course, we can in this component we can then integrate in any other library like React or Vue or something else. So Angular Elements, so this is a way this web component works. So application registers custom elements in browser and adds this custom element to DOM. And after that, a browser makes the this component available to the system, so you can use this, like, let's say, custom element, which is called my tag, inside of HTML, in a simple, simple way. So, as I've said before, Angular is one of the most popular frameworks, and we use it for our platform. I will make a short live demo, just to see this integration we use currently. Only problem is I'm not sure if the resolution will be enough. Oh, it's okay. So using this, so this is a standard map that has HTML in an iframe with our application. So we communicate through WebSocket API and say we can, like, this is another application and this is GI application. So we can, like, make zoom to coordinates. Okay, sorry. Or, I don't know, zoom to extend, or add some points, so we can, like, send a command that creates points, some lines, I don't know, we have support for circular crown, and we can zoom to it, and there is a number of methods that we've developed to support this. Now it's not working, just a moment. Zoom to all. Ah, okay, this is the way. I have like 1 minute. I can shortly show you the IGEO platform. You can check it out on this address. You cannot check it. Or I've written some. Okay, one moment. Okay, I don't know. It doesn't work apparently, but basically, it's the very similar to this. Although this is a very simplified version of this platform. IGEO. Okay, sure. I don't know, it's blocked or something. on the end. I got the wrong address. Sorry. It's not hosted on IGEA, but on IN2 site. I forgot about that. IN2 HR. Okay, we don't have we have a self-signed certificate, so it throws an error. No, it doesn't work. Okay, sorry. on the end. No, I think it won't work. Ah, so it seems that somebody changed. There is a geo.hr. You can access it. Okay, I'm not sure.
Without HTTPS.
Without. Okay. I could really use a mouse. Home. Okay, thanks. I should have tried before. Okay, so this on the left side we have a layer 3. The whole application, I forgot to mention, the whole application is responsive, so you can use it on a mobile phone, on tablet or some other. You can change base layers. On the left side we have a range of tools. I don't know, for identification, for drawing, so just to see that the layer 3 is the tool part is also like hierarchical, and we can check if this will work. Slash. So we have I guess it's not the same, or it's no. No, it doesn't work. Okay. If somebody will be interested in this, I can show you username and password. So on the end, so you can check on this address, actually not on this because it doesn't work. But there is a question. So it's is Geo open source? So in short answer is, no, it's not currently open source, but we were planning to put it open source. We would like to prepare a good documentation. Probably some parts won't be available since they're project specific, but since we're like deep in projects, we didn't fully prepare it to make it open source. Does anybody have some questions? No. Okay. In this case, the next presentation is from Jakim Čepički. Is that correct? Okay. He will present. He will present something about how to make JS sharing much quicker than it's currently possible. You can start.